Do you ever sit and wonder, Samantha, what could have been had your parents ever put the crayon in your left hand instead of your right hand? Because you know what? I feel that God gave me two hands and my parents decided you're only going to be able to use one of them, Lisa, because the other hand's going to be absolutely useless in your life.
Oh my God.
Right? Right hand, really good. Left hand, can't even hold a pen.
Well, I mean, this is true. This is very true. So, Lisa, if you had been given the option to use both hands held a crayon, yeah, both hands could do equally the same thing, what would you have given the world?
Who knows? It's so hard to say. I probably would have been an astrophysicist. I probably would have been dealing with the Bunsen burner with one hand, solving like the climate problem that didn't even exist 35, 40 years ago in the other hand. But we didn't get that choice because our parents put the crayon in your right hand.
Right. Damn boomers.
Right? I'm calling out the parents on this one, Samantha.
Gen X, yeah, we found something else to complain about.
Right? That's what Gen Xers do. Don't get me wrong. We survived it. We've learned how to live with one useless hand and one really good hand. We figured it out. We muddled through.
Oh, yes, we did.
But I still blame them. They put the crayon in your hand and they told you just to color. Today's parents wouldn't do that. What would today's parents do? You pick whatever hand you want, Jimmy. Right? Although his name wouldn't be good. Jimmy, because Jimmy's not a today's name.
No.
Right? It'd be like Cody. Hey, Cody, you pick whatever name, whatever hand you want, right?
Oh, my God.
Right? Because that's more of a today's name.
Yes, Lisa.
And that's there would very be Cody important. Using his left hand one day, using his right hand the other day. Not Lisa and Sam. Right hand crayon.
Right hand.
Only. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Way to go.
Way to go. We'll never know what could have been.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
And I'll even say hello to you too, Samantha.
Yeah, whatever.
Look at my thing. I still can't figure out on this side now.
Are they getting better or worse?
No. So I never get them on this side.
Uh-huh.
I got them on this side. This side.
You need to tell
a new thing.
You need to tell people what you're pointing at.
Friends of the podcast, you know, my these. I get my these.
Her marionette lines.
Right? Usually the one on the left side, I don't usually get. But today, on the weekend, it just started formulating.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Are you fungal again?
I'm not fungal. Uh-uh. But it's moist. So who knows where that's going to lead to, right? And friends of the podcast, if you're just new to this episode, it's just talking about my mouth.
She gets weird stuff on the sides of her mouth.
I don't know. It's weird.
No, it's not because she's licking things she's not supposed to.
But I lick my lips a lot. And then I wipe them off with my hand a lot.
Your dirty little hand.
I got dirty little hand.
Your dirty little hand.
My dirty little right hand. Yeah. My left hand don't know what to do.
Your left hand don't know how to wipe.
It don't know how to clean.
It don't know how to do nothing.
It's useless hand.
Yes.
Right?
It is. We just discussed that. So.
Oh, my goodness. Samantha, I got to share this with you, okay? I know. Hi, how's your week? It's good. Mine's good, too.
No, oh, my God. Stop with the formalities. Who gives a fuck?
Okay, then I'm into this instead.
Yeah. Okay.
What is not my... I don't fake laugh.
That's over.
I'm not a fake laugher. I take offense to that.
You are totally a fake laugher.
I'm not.
I am not. I couldn't fake a laugh if I tried.
Because you are a laugher. I'm not really a laugher.
It's because I find lots of things funny in life.
I do too. And then some not. Some not. It's just however that goes, right? Okay. Let's.
Okay, so, fine.
So
oh my
it was
God.
So exciting, Stop right? It. So Mike picks me up from work.
Mm-hmm.
We decide to have New York fries.
Ooh, a little splurge for the Gibsons.
Who doesn't love New York fries?
I don't know, because it's a potato. So.
It's a potato, and it's a crispy potato, and it's just, right. And you can get hot, and we got each got a hot dog with it, too.
Ooh,
Hot dog and fries. So excited, right? So you order the fries, you order the gravy, you order the hot dog, right? They put it all in a nice, they put it in a bag, right? Because it's just to go, right? Because you're having it to go.
To go.
And we just live down the road, right? Uh-huh. So why wouldn't we just take it to go? Get it home, unpacking it. Do you know what it is that makes New York fries so special?
No, Lisa, please tell me.
It's the gravy, right?
Ah, yes.
Do you know what didn't come in the package?
The gravy.
The gravy. Do you know what I paid for?
The gravy.
The gravy. You know what I apparently didn't do? Check somebody else's work. But guess what? I shouldn't have to. I'm not their boss.
You're not their
boss. I'm not their boss.
You're not their boss.
They don't work for me.
No.
I should not have to check their work.
Did your husband get back in the clown car and go get it?
Mm-mm. It was too late. By the time it's all over and done, right?
Yeah.
All over and done. Don't. So what makes New York fries special is the gravy.
The gravy.
Without the gravy, you have fries. From anywhere. You have fries from anywhere.
But you always eat yours with vinegar. Didn't you get vinegar?
I had lots of vinegar, but I love vinegar with the gravy.
Oh, you like the combo.
And the ketchup.
But you didn't get a poutine, so you didn't get any cheese curds or anything like that.
Well, I'm not a poutine fan, right? That's you.
You like gravy, but I mean, it's just one extra thing. It's a curd.
But I don't always understand why we're having to put chunks of cheese that aren't going to melt onto the fries.
Because it's delicious.
That's more you. Like every now and then, I don't mind a poutine, but for the most part, I'm not a poutine mama. You are actually a poutine mama.
I am. But I like the combo of the vinegar with the poutine. Like I like it on top.
Yeah, but you get weird things. You're like, I'll get like the Southern curry poutine.
No, I get the butter chicken.
Okay.
Right. Poutine, actually.
Right.
There's no curry. I wouldn't have curry because curry is hot.
Right.
Do you know who I am?
I do know who you are.
Okay. Because I would get the butter chicken and it's delightful.
I don't always love a butter chicken.
You don't even know what it is. Have you ever had it?
I had it once on coconut rice. Loved the coconut rice. Because, best way to elevate rice is make it sweet like a candy. Right?
True. Very right? True.
You coconut rice it up. There ain't no turning back.
No, but you just, no fond memories of the butter chicken. Is that what you're saying?
I just love the rice.
Okay.
Right? Like, what is this goodness I'm eating? Coconut rice. Who knew?
Who knew?
I just always thought you had Uncle Ben's. I don't even know if he's called that anymore. Or you had...
I don't believe so.
Or you had Minute Maid rice or Instant Minute rice, whatever that rice was.
Mm-hmm.
5-minute rice. Or you have the nice rice that comes in a package. I've never seen it called coconut. Always looking for it.
Oh, my God.
Right? I know. So crazy. I don't know. Okay. It's like, and then you get home and you're just slapped in the face again with 55 feet of snow.
Yes, because it's Snowmageddon.
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 Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon. Snowmageddon. I don't even think people can even understand what that was about.
Well, I think in California they can because apparently they have a lot of snow themselves. Right.
They are having their own version of Snowmageddon.
They are having their own version of hell as we are. So it got super disgusting on Saturday. I did not get to go to my niece's birthday party because I was going to get snowed in. At my brother's house.
Right. You'd be sleeping there. You would have been leaving. You would have been just getting home yesterday.
Betty was not going to make it. She was not going to survive that. So
she's too low to the ground.
Low. Yeah. But it was weird because the snow was blowing and watching people. And I was like, oh my God. And then the next morning you get up and I'm like, oh my God, the snow drifts are 5 feet high. Yeah. And it's like, what the hell?
Bet you're thankful to, if memory serves, I believe the only information I know about your new home is that you have underground parking.
I have underground parking. Right. But it was interesting that those people who park on the surface and even those who were getting out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're getting stuck. So all I watched was various vehicles being pushed out by other people.
Yeah. Because when the mayor of your city says, we need you to stay home on Sunday and Monday. I think you need to stay home.
I think you need to stay home.
That's the best doctor's note ever.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, Lisa will not be at work today. Charlie Clark said so. Right.
And then they advise that if you did not have a heavy weighted vehicle like an SUV or truck, to not even try to drive anywhere. Right.
And remember, I messaged you and I said, do you think the clown car with both Mike and I in it constitutes heavy? And you're like,
No. Not at all. Not even remotely.
No, but you know what else was funny on Saturday? My phone. So you know how it'll tell you like expect snow at 10. So I got Saturday morning, expect snow at 10. And then all of a sudden, my weather network app that I always use, it changed to a picture and it said, storm happening now. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, and then I looked out the window. I'm like, matter of fact, it is. It totally is happening now. Not happening in 5 minutes. It's not happening in 2 minutes. It's happening now. And I'm like, God, I kind of already, I get that. Okay. It was very, I felt very threatened by it. I'm like, my phone, it's happening now.
It's happening now. I'm scared. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Right? The phone's saying that the storm's happening now. He's like, well, we can look out the window and look like it is. I'm like, okay, but the phone and the picture changed. Somebody got paid to change that picture.
Yeah.
To let me know it's happening now. Maybe it could sense that I was kind of like, oh, fuck, I'm sure it won't be that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
Maybe
it needed to let you know. No, it's big. Yeah. Shit's big.
Bitch, we're not playing around here. It's happening now. Yeah. Happening now.
Oh my God. All I kept thinking was not in March.
Not in March.
Do we need this much snow in 2 days?
But here's what's weird. Apparently, you and I were today years old when we learned that March is the snowiest month of the year.
It's not.
Yes, it is. March apparently accumulates the most snow.
But not in one lump sum.
Well, I don't think it's pointed out like that. I think it's just like you get the most snow.
Can we go back to like November and December where we had no snow?
No, because then we're too far away from the summer. But isn't it funny that we get the most snow 3 weeks before spring?
I know.
What's that little vermin that pops his head out of the dirt and says, hey.
Poxitawny Phil or whatever.
He's a groundhog or he's a rat or something.
He's a groundhog.
Well,
he's a rat.
How off was he?
He was very off. Didn't he predict more snow? I think he predicted more.
I don't know.
Let's be honest, he's a jerk too. But we're not the only ones having shitty weather. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
People are either on fire or they're getting so much rain that things are falling apart.
It's not in Ontario.
Or they're getting lots of rain.
Ontario, people are on the golf course because it hit 20 degrees on Saturday. Right? So no, not shitty there. Shitty everywhere else. But there.
Shitty everywhere else.
Shitty everywhere else. Right?
Okay. But you know what? You know how much we love Shauna Foster.
Love her.
She is a friend of the podcast. She works she's a radio host in the morning with Rob.
And she's an influencer.
She works for C95 here in Saskatoon. She's lovely. And we follow her on Instagram. So what did I do for the last 2 weeks? But get jealous. Every day she posted a picture of her and her family in Mexico.
She's someplace nice.
Because she's someplace nice. And I'm like, I love you, but you're making me mad.
So she didn't just miss one big storm. She missed two. We had one last week too.
Yes. She missed two. And all she did was make me jealous. And all I thought was, awesome. You're killing my spirit. Your content is killing my spirit. Because I was like, hanging on. Spring's coming. Right? Spring's coming.
Dear Shauna, is that what your content's meant to do?
Dear Shauna, answer. We need you.
Right? We need you.
To answer us.
We need you to have a cold day. Right?
She did when she came back. Did you see on her? I have to say this. I watched her Instagram this morning to see how she was doing on her first day of work. And I caught the fact that when they actually got home when they were supposed to.
Nice.
But had to walk from the corner to their house in not weatherproof clothing nor shoes. Her husband and her two lovely children.
Right, because who expects a blizzard?
Because the cab couldn't get into the street. And I'm like, well, welcome to winter.
Right? At least you got home, I guess.
Yes. They're lucky. They got home. So.
Yeah, they are crazy. Crazy, crazy. But, you know, it won't last long. The weather's going to be nice.
Whatever.
And then we'll be sitting drinking beers on a patio in like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I need the snow to go away.
It's going to take a bit, hey? It's a lot of snow.
It's killing my spirit.
Well, I think your spirit is dead and will be dead for a while. We'll try and rejuvenate it in a while, but
boom, boom.
Right now the paddles, they're not plugged in. Okay. They're not recharging. I'll let you know when it's time to bring them back. Okay?
All right. Fine.
All right. No. Right? Okay.
Fine.
Hey, I got to talk to you about something. I don't know anything about this shit because you know me. I don't always know stuff, right?
Well, isn't that the truth?
I walk into my boss's office today. I need to talk about this. I need to talk about my boss, her upset tummy, and her Zambuca that she's drinking.
It's not. She's not drinking alcohol at work, Lisa. Zambuca
or
don't say that. That's rune. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
It rhymes with it.
It's called kombucha.
Kombucha, Zambuca,
which
Calabuca.
Is what I have. And by the way, the company who makes Remedy, I love it. So if you would like to sponsor me,
you're going to have to sponsor
her on
your own.
I would gladly talk about your product.
Because I think I'd rather drink Zambuca.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
It's delightful. It has no sugar. It's got a little zip, got a little zing. It's good for your tummy. That's why she was drinking it, Lisa.
Carbonated, right? Carbonated?
Yes. It's delightful.
Right? I hate bubbles. Here's
well, that's just you.
I know. Here's what I don't understand about this product. You're drinking something, and this is what I said to her. Drinking something that has a billion somethings in it.
Yep.
That's just going to attack your gut because it's good for your gut health.
Yes.
She's going to attack your gut. A billion somethings in it. A billion somethings in that drink. It's a billion somethings.
So are you afraid of the billion somethings or?
You don't understand the billion
you're somethings. Not sure what the billion somethings are.
Why do I need to drink a billion somethings in my drink?
Because they're good for you.
It's a billion somethings. A billion of nothing unless it's dollar bills is not okay. Good for you.
Okay. Is it good? Have you heard of good bacteria?
Yeah, I know. Because then she said, what about a yogurt? Different. Yogurt's a yogurt.
Yogurt is the same. It's yogurt's good bacteria.
Yogurt's a yogurt.
There's nothing wrong with a kombucha.
It's a kombucha.
Kombucha.
It's a drinking a billion somethings.
I love it.
And did you have an upset tummy today?
Well, sometimes when my stomach is feeling a little off, I drink a kombucha and then it kind of sets itself right.
Because it's got a billion somethings.
It's got a billion yummy things.
Where do those billion somethings end up going? You poop them
out? They go into my tummy and they go, we hate what's here. Arr.
And then those billion somethings eat your tummy?
They eat the things that are in my tummy. They eat the bad bacteria.
Sounds like a ringworm.
Sounds like
a larva.
No, it's not. Oh my God. Okay. So did you stand there and insult your boss?
No, I told her I was not trying to insult her.
But yet you probably did. Because this is not about kombucha. This is about the fact that your boss was doing something that you would never do. And you highly were like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
I just wanted to understand it. And
no,
she
you
lost
weren't.
Me
you were judging. You were standing.
I wasn't
you were standing there.
I wasn't
making
judging.
Fun of her in
I
judgment.
Bad. I felt bad that she had an upset tummy. I said, like, sometimes Gravol ginger works too. And it's not a billion somethings.
But I bet she felt better after.
I don't know. Well, I guess time will tell.
I bet you she did.
Maybe. Do you feel better after?
I typically do, yes.
After the Zambuca?
It's not Zambuca, it's kombucha.
Sounds
oh
like Zambuca.
God.
Only Again, word that it rhymes with.
As I say, the people who make Remedy, Samantha would be very interested in a deal.
If you were going to make a jingle for a commercial, you'd have to throw in kombucha, sounds like Zambuca. Got a billion little somethings in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nobody knows what the fuck they do.
Sparkly, live, cultured.
Oh, right there. That's not like
raw, vegan, and unpasteurized.
Yeah, that's hers said the same thing.
Done in small batches, full of goodness.
Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like full of a billion somethings.
And there's no sugar.
So that nobody can good. Quite tell you what those somethings are.
It's bacteria.
Can I see a picture of one?
No.
What if there's nothing in there and it's a hoax?
Then I'm enjoying the hoax. I love a sparkly beverage.
I just think a billion of anything, you'd need a bigger can.
Not necessarily.
You know how many a billion is?
It's a lot.
It's too much for that can.
But they're really tiny.
And maybe too much for your tummy.
They're not.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You're so judgy.
I'm not trying to be. I'm trying to be open-minded.
You're very judgy.
I just had a couple questions.
No, your couple questions.
I have one
always
question.
Always end in a slight, and I'm judging you right now.
No, I have one question. Tell me a little bit more about this billion somethings, would you? That's what I wanted to know.
All right, Lisa.
That's what I wanted to know.
I'm just curious if you have ever had a hankering for a good fictitious murder mystery.
I don't even know what that means, fictitious. What is that, real or fake?
It's not real.
Oh, no?
Fictitious.
Never?
I do. Every once in a while, I get bored of whatever I'm watching and I'm like, I need a good murder mystery and I want to be stumped.
Is this because you used to love Angela Lansbury?
Yes, because you know I love a good murder
she wrote.
Okay. I do. Don't. I love her.
And Poirot.
Oh, I love Hercule Poirot. And I still watch Agatha Christie whenever I can.
And a good Sherlock Holmes if it's on. Yeah.
Well, not so much Sherlock Holmes. Not totally involved
in
that one.
Any of weird channels that you love?
I typically like Agatha Christie.
You know what I find is odd? And you're right, since maybe I am judging this. Maybe you judged last week. Maybe this week
you're
it's my
totally
turn.
Judging me right now. Yeah. Okay. But before you start, I do need to say, guys, I did come across a new show called Death and Other Details. It's on Disney Plus, and it has so many turns and twists that I was totally confused. And now I have to wait, and I just hope that there's a season 2. Oh, shut up.
Really?
But I'm just saying, I like to be stumped when I watch a murder mystery. So,
okay,
appreciated it.
Okay. So, okay.
I know, and I hate true crime.
Right, right. Like you hate blood guts. You hate gore. They're crazy. They're psycho. You hate all of that. I'm going to highly recommend that you watch Jeffrey Dahmer. I think you would enjoy it.
No.
It's a murder mystery.
I am not watching Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's a murder mystery. Mm-mm. Right? Why? How is it? How? Riddle me this, Samantha. You hate crime. You hate crime. You
I don't,
hate the psychopath.
I don't like watching the movies or the documentaries.
One that is different.
That involve the actual
thing. Right. Okay. So if it was instead of the Jeffrey Dahmer story, if it was like I don't know, Blaine Smith. Oh yeah. Well, sounds good. I'll watch all of it. Right. Loosely based on what Dahmer did.
Yes, loosely based.
Right? Like you're messed up that way.
No, I'm not.
A little bit messed up.
Sometimes I just like a good murder mystery.
And sometimes I like a good murder.
I know. Right. Sometimes you like a good serial killer.
Why? Right? Why did you just, you made a face like as though you might have been judging me there. Right? Just because Angela Lansbury was not out solving the major crimes. She wasn't part of SUV, right? Special Victims Unit. She wasn't part of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know what? You know what? The one I like the most, the original SUV Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With the red.
The original,
right?
Yeah. The original is better.
Yeah. I don't like any of those shows.
The reboot is not so good.
I don't watch any. I don't watch any of the SUVs.
Oh. Well, I only enjoyed the Vegas one.
Give me a Chicago.
I know. You love a Chicago.
Give me a Chicago. Samantha, sorry, right? You make no sense. Just like a billion little somethings make no sense to me. Look at how much I got drilled. You like crying, but masking it as...
Oh, just move on, Lisa. Stop.
Nice
Stop.
Crime.
Stop.
No crime is crime.
Stop.
Right?
Move on.
As twisted as me, too.
Move on.
I'm just saying, right? I'm shaking my. I gotta shake my head, Samantha.
Fine.
I'm shaking my head at people who can't park. Not just in the bad weather, but in any weather. People who drive their cars, pull into a parking spot, and think that they are so all that they don't have to park straight.
Oh,
what's with those people?
You're judging again.
Sometimes you know what? What the world needs now is judge, sweet judge.
Meant.
We need more judgment in the world.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Have you ever watched yourself park?
I park a little bit crooked because everything, like my shoulders in the picture right now, everything's a little slouched. Right?
You know what? Don't throw stones unless you don't want those stones thrown at you.
Samantha, I got big, slopey shoulders. You want to throw? Bring them. Bring it. Let's throw stone. Let's cast, shall we?
So let's just go back to the beginning. You're upset because people don't park well.
Yes.
But you yourself just admitted you do not park well.
Sometimes I park crookedly, but not intentionally.
No. And I'm sure that the people who you think don't park well are also not trying to park intentionally.
I'm going to beg to differ. They have attitude in their parking. Attitude. I can tell.
They have attitude.
It's a gift I have. I can tell that they have attitude.
Oh my God. Yes. I can tell. You're so intuitive.
I am. Right. Right.
Yes.
Sometimes
people say that all the time. Oh my God. Lisa is so intuitive.
Sometimes we forget that about me. Right. Sometimes every now and then you'll catch me going,
Oh, that's spiritual,
but I'm channeling my intuition.
Okay.
Right? Sometimes you're right. Sometimes we forget that.
Yes, Lisa.
All right.
How could I forget that?
Because you just do.
Bad friend.
All right, let's start counting the ways.
If only I gave a shit.
Whose list would be bigger? My list or your list?
I think your list would be really big.
Like the list I made about you?
No, the list I make about you.
So you think you'd come up with a more in-depth list about what drives you crazy about me?
Oh my God. Yes. Really? Yes. And then I would get your husband involved.
You're a little pig-headish.
I'm going to get your husband involved.
Well, he don't count.
He's probably got a couple.
He don't count.
He
don't count. He's not part of the girlfriend code. Right? He's not part of the girls. He's not a girl.
Oh, put your lists away, Lisa. Right?
I'm just saying. I'd be like, check. We could do it in like a game of chess. Checkmate. 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 Right?
Yes, Lisa.
Be like Survivor. Last person standing. Are you watching that? Are you watching the Survivor Deal or No Deal?
No, I only watched I'm going to say maybe 20 minutes of it. And I was like, ugh, this is boring.
So we've invested two nights.
Why are you doing that?
Because I like the Deal or No Deal.
Really?
I hate the Survivor. I hate Boston Rob.
He's back?
Boston Rob's on this game now.
Oh, no. Yep. Uh-huh. He's back on Survivor?
But it's Survivor Deal or No Deal.
What does that mean?
Totally different game. I'm watching. Game.
It's a totally different game.
Remember how Howie Mandel had Deal or No Deal?
Right.
And Jeff Probst has Survivor?
Yes.
They're combined now into one show. And Joe Manganiello is the host.
Nope, not watching that. I'm actually watching the original Survivor.
No, I'm not watching that. I hate that show.
I only caught 20 minutes of it and I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah, no. Well, Survivor Deal or No Deal is interesting too.
How's Joe as a host?
Not that good. How's Joe as anything? No. I don't think that good, right?
Mm-mm.
Joe's claim to fame was the wife that divorced him.
Sofia Vergara.
And now, what you got now, Joe? You got nothing.
Nothing. He does not have Sofia. He's got a small, tiny dog.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I'm like, nope, apparently that is bigger than a tiny dog.
Because he's a bigger man than a tiny dog. Man.
Yeah. So there might be, whatever. They divorced because he wanted kids. And it's like, dude, she's not have any more kids.
I have kids.
She's Sofia Vergara. She doesn't need to have kids. She had one. She's good.
She had one so long ago. She's totally not thinking about going back there.
No, she's in her 50s now, isn't she?
You make the baby, Joe.
You fucking make the baby. Yeah,
you go find the baby. Have it.
Fuck you, you dumb little shit.
Jerk. Jackass. Apparently we hate men tonight, too.
Apparently we hate that one.
So, Joe Manganiello, if you're listening, don't. We don't need you here.
Yeah, and you're a bad host. So, according to Lisa, you suck.
You suck. And he's got funny hairdo right now.
And she's very judgy right now. So I'm going to assume that everything she's saying is right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Samantha.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. I shake my head too. Okay. So I shake my head at those of us who have been told to eat beans or legumes because they're good for you.
Right.
No, they're not. They cause issues in your tummy. They cause issues in your tummy that you're not prepared for. Your body, is there an amount that you should only eat so that it doesn't cause you to have issues in your tummy? Or is it just because it's like fiber and your body's like, what the fuck are you doing? You survive on like French fries and nuggets.
How many
beans? What are you doing eating a legume?
How many legumes may you have been eating?
I had a bowl of bean and bacon soup and it bothered me for 2 days.
You don't know the song? Beans are good for a heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. So eat your beans with every meal. I don't know the end of it.
No.
Beans are good for your heart. The more you eat them, the more you fart. Apparently that's good for you.
Apparently. Okay.
Like, well, I can eat a whole can of beans and nothing weird happening here.
Well, because you have a bizarre, like.
I had a heart attack and then I never pooped again properly. On time, with regularity like the rest of the world. And I get judged by that nonstop.
I think that's why you have like a bigger tummy, is because all your poop is just sitting there.
I feel like that's where my poop goes. And my muffin top, sometimes I feel that's my poop. Who said your poop
can't
go?
Why do we always end up talking about poop?
Who says your poop can't go in your spot?
Oh my God. It was pee last week and now it's the other part.
Right? I think God. I totally feel. If somebody would just push hard down on my tummy,
number one,
I'd be skinny and I'd probably feel a little bit of relief.
Probably.
Right? They do. Have you seen on TikTok the new thing about how to get babies? That's what I need. And to lie on my back and have Mike just pedal my legs, right? Pedal.
And then pedal, press down. Pedal. Fruit. Yeah. Press down. Fruit.
He was to say they're not onto something there for adults.
You know what? If it works for a baby, why wouldn't it work for an adult?
A gas, right?
Right?
Yes. So hence the Zambuca.
Hence the kombucha.
Yeah, hence that. Okay, Samantha.
Okay.
I got to ask this question. I think we've talked about it before, but every time I put on, I send you a frequent similar email text message. Every time I put on freshly washed blue jeans and I say, dear Samantha, freshly washed blue jeans are not a girl's best friend.
No, they are not.
Because they come back three sizes too small.
Yes, they do. As I discovered this morning.
And then you got to put the work in to live through them to get them back to where they belong.
Yeah, for sure.
So my question to you, my friend, is, what is the blue jean etiquette when it comes to washing said jeans?
I've heard long, long time ago, and this could be a total like lie, but I heard that you could put your jeans in the freezer and freeze them and it would freeze all the gunk off of it and all the germs, and then you could just wear them again.
Interesting.
Apparently, you don't have to wash your jeans as often as people think you do.
You don't have,
however,
you don't have to live through that.
And that means you have all the creases and it's like, you know, kind of like...
We all know when the jean has been worn one time too many.
Too many.
Because right, they can actually stand on their own with the creases in the knees and the creases at the top of your legs.
Yeah. Or they're just so baggy in your butt, it looks like you've, you know.
Or you've caught me with that before, right? You're like, pull up your pants.
Shat yourself.
Not that I have to pull up my pants. They're just like that because they haven't been washed because they're comfy like this.
Then your shirt's got to go longer. Right?
A lot to be said.
That's the key.
There's a lot to be said for a plumber's ass.
Yeah, that's right? For sure.
Dang, right? Like I think you're right. I don't like, yes, you have to wear clean pants.
Yes.
Do they have to be as clean as every other pant? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It's a tough wear.
It is a tough
wear. It's a tough wear for the whole day. And you're supposed to be in your jeans and feel like, woohoo, it's a jean day. But it's a hell day.
It's a hell day if they're clean and tight.
Tight.
And the material's tight. Tight
and the butt's tight. And you know you haven't gained any weight. It's just literally because they're clean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can feel it when you put your foot in them. You're like, oh, fuck.
Oh.
Motherfucker.
Hey, but do you hang yours to dry or do you put them in the dryer?
Oh, they go in the dryer.
Oh, you suck. I don't put yours in the dryer.
I'm like double tight.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not even like air dry tight. I'm like Let's take it down. Let's crank that bitch up and make it hot.
You know what? Your suffering is on you. That's because of you.
It's totally on me.
Yeah, you got to take it on.
I don't know.
You got to hold yourself accountable.
I know, but then I don't always like the feel of like hard pants either.
That works itself out.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Good to know, Samantha.
Okay, have you ever had anybody walk up to you and go, you know, you look good for your age?
I don't know if I've had anybody verbalize it. Oh, actually, I did once. Yes, I did once. I feel I look good for my age.
Uh-huh. But do we feel as women that it's rude or appropriate when someone says that?
It doesn't bother me either way. Does it bother you?
You look good for your age? I'm not sure, but I always think when someone says something like that, it's like...
You think it's backhanded?
Yeah.
Really?
That's my initial go.
Really? Like, what prompts that comment, though?
You look good for your age. Probably somehow you've told them your age.
And people are surprised that you're that age.
And they go, oh my God, you're like 55. Yes, I act like I'm 12. Hello.
So it's like two separate things are going on in that person's mind, right? They're like, ooh, she's 55. But, ooh, I need to cover it up because I've maybe overreacted.
I don't look 55, so I'm totally cool with that.
Right? Because you look like a solid 54, not 55.
I look like a solid 45.
Set bullshit. You don't look 45.
Look 45 either.
I look more 45 than you.
No, you don't.
Friends of the podcast?
No, you don't. Don't bring them into it, because all you're going to do is make them feel horrible if they say anything about either one of us.
Right.
I'm going to say it to your face. You look fucking old, you dumb bitch.
I don't look old. You look old.
I don't care.
I've got some circles under my eyes.
You have marionette lines.
And I have marionette lines.
I got like zits happening. I don't know. Like I'm a 55-year-old with like teenage acne. Like go away.
Like my marionette lines, when I turn 60, I'm going to have to get something done to them. They'll have to get an injection or something.
Let's go get some Botox.
Or I'll get them tattooed on.
Are you kidding? Like, Michelle would be like, when, where, and who do I call?
Right? I'm already in the parking lot waiting. Right?
She'd be more than happy to, you know, bring us along on her journey of Botox.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I'm still okay because I got nothing on my forehead.
No, you don't.
There. And from when I look through family pictures, I am. You know what? I do look good for my age.
You're doing okay.
Doing okay.
You're doing okay, Lisa.
The wrinkles, they emerged before now in most.
Yep. Yeah. You know, I think there might be something to be said, the fact that we didn't have kids.
I wonder if that's it.
I think so. I hate to say that.
That's it. It could be. Yeah.
But I don't know. Is it rude? I don't know. I guess, guys, friends of the podcast, what do you guys think? Do you think someone saying you look good for your age is a compliment? They're being okay with it? Or do you think it's more of a slam?
It really doesn't bother me, I don't think. Mind you, I guess it's never happened. Right? So
nobody's walked up to me and go, you look good.
Oh, I get that. Hi. I get the once up and down.
Girl, you're looking fine.
Yeah, right? Because who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.
You're a pretty girl, Lisa. Right?
Who walks, whose swagger goes to all the pretty girls like this, right? Right? That's me.
All right.
I exude that shit, Samantha. Okay.
All right.
You are on your social media as much as I am. All your different socials. Are you tempted to buy the clothes that you see on your Facebook wall?
Occasionally.
Oh, they've got some clothes.
Okay, but occasionally. But then I remember the ill-fated water bottle that never showed up for you.
It's just a water bottle. That was at the beginning of all of this time. Like, it was so long ago now before you could trust things.
Right.
Right?
I was surprised the shoes showed up from China. So I'm like...
Still got those China shoes.
I know. You love them.
I still love those China shoes. They've held up good.
Yeah.
I've been very impressed with my China shoes.
I try not to because I think this feels like a little bit sketchy.
But I don't think it is.
If it's Tord or Pennington's or a place that I know.
Like what about Temu?
No, don't. I've heard bad things about that place.
Really? What about Shein?
No, I've heard bad things about that place too.
Kids are all over Shein.
Really?
Get tons of shit. They love it.
Yeah, for like not bad prices, I guess. Right. But I've never ordered. You ordered from Shein before?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you had.
Nope. I've never ordered clothes on the internet because I'm afraid that the sizing's not going to be right.
Well, the sizing can be
right. Right? Like if like I don't want to order an XL shirt and it be the size of a medium, and then I feel worse about myself because then I don't care that I look good for my age. Because apparently right. I don't look good for my size. Yeah. That's what that shirt's telling me, right?
Sloppy shoulder and all.
Right? Sloppy shoulder and all, right? You don't look good for your size. Right? You should fix that. You should drink some Zambuca and get rid of that.
It's kombucha.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. But yeah, every time I see that, the memory of you never getting your water bottle back.
Just a water bottle.
Keeps me from doing it.
Wow. Hey, I'm glad that I could be that role model for you. I could be that example.
You're welcome.
Even though we're one for one. It's like, but remember you ordered the Fit Hoop. We got them.
Oh my God. That thing fucking sucked.
Remember it bruised me up.
It bruised you up.
It was not a Fit Hoop. It was a battery. It was an abusive toy.
It was torture.
Did not know its boundaries.
No.
It was like some.
It was so bad.
Like we ordered like a bad, weird, messed up toy.
Yeah, it was bad. And you did. You bruised. And I'm like, I don't need bruises around my middle.
That big ball just kept banging. Right?
Ouch. Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch. Now I'm just trying to do the hula. Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch.
Right? And then you'd put your pants on the next day. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's not necessary.
Like, I don't know if a weight loss thing should do that to you.
No, probably not.
Oh, it's kind of crazy.
Okay. So as I was scrolling the TikTok, I came across Gen Z, you know, guys, I don't know what is wrong with you people.
Careful. We might have some Gen Z people listening.
We probably do. Okay. In this particular post.
Thank you.
Apparently, Gen Z thinks the thumbs up emoji from people over 40 is basically a fuck you.
No, it's not. You know what one is? The winky face. That's the fuck you.
Is it the fuck you?
A thumbs up is fine. Thumbs up is like just exact. There's no hidden meaning to
woohoo,
the thumbs
up. Congratulations.
I put the winky face in. Totally. That's a fuck you. Totally. They got it mixed up, Samantha. It's the winky. Nothing good comes from the winky face.
Oh my God.
Right?
We need to tell
them. And then the winky and the tongue. That's just you fucked up. You messed up, man. You're crazy. That's what that is.
Oh, okay. Well, I just feel like, guys, it's an emoji. You're putting way too much behind something that's in a text message like that.
Like, but there's a law case happening right now. I want to say it's in Regina.
What?
And it's in court. It's in court. I heard about it today on the news. It's in court, and it's about whatever, I don't know the details, but whatever the arrangements were for the sale of this property or the sale of something, the guy signed it, replied back with a thumbs up. And now the court, the people who are arguing for why the emoji is a real thing is because there's emotion behind that. We all know that the thumbs up means go ahead.
Oh my God. Are they going to prove that?
I don't know. That's when you need the winky.
Right?
How do you disprove the winky? Like, yeah, for sure. I'll take that for $3 billion, winky.
Oh my God.
You can't hold me to a winky.
Do you know how much money they're paying in lawyer fees? Is this necessary?
Kind of crazy, right?
I just feel like that's a no-win situation.
Totally. So I say that I think that the Gen Z people, I think that they need to don't read into the thumbs up. It's just a thumbs up since the Fonz, just positive. Right? Fonz was doing it. Everybody's doing it.
It's you know what it is? If you're getting emojis or thumbs up emoji from someone over the age of 40, we're tired. We don't care.
I don't got time for the words.
We don't got time to text a word. We're doing an emoji.
That's why you might get one of these too, and okay. Right. Saves me two letters, right? If I hit the emoji, that's the beauty of the emojis. They're doing the work for me.
Oh, right? My God.
Right? That's the beauty of the emojis, Samantha.
I feel like they just need to calm down.
I feel like they do. I feel like we need to delve into our HHG last week.
Oh, yeah.
our girl, friends of the podcast, you know her, right? You know and love her. And the judge, right? The judge had some, he had something in Ottawa.
Yep.
Last minute, HHG decided she was going to go. The boy couldn't go, so yeah. The mom was going to go, right?
Yeah.
So whatever she does, however she gets there, it's on a different flight because it's last minute, right?
Uh-huh.
All week after we had the original snowstorm. What are you doing this week? Staying home. Not leaving my home. And she does. She hibernates.
Yep.
She burrows and she doesn't like to come out. Right?
She burrows.
All of a sudden, hence out of nowhere, this trip to Ottawa. Okay. So in her mind, she's like, it's Thursday to Saturday. They flew back. They're flying back late Saturday. It's a few days, right? She can do it. Little did she know that she would be flying back into the worst storm in Saskatchewan of the year. Flights are delayed, canceled.
Uh-huh.
Not excited. All she kept texting back was, she wouldn't really give much answer to anything. Her answer was, remember when I just wanted to stay home? Remember when I wasn't going out this week?
That's funny.
Right? She had to sleep overnight in the airport.
Oh,
right. Remember when I wasn't going away this week? I do remember.
Yes.
But she's home, safe and sound now.
Good.
Burrowed again. Back. She has burrowed again.
Appropriately, I hope.
Right. Absolutely. Kind of funny though, hey?
Oh my God. Now that's our girl.
Right? She took one for the team, joined the judge, and regretted it. Sent me a picture of them at our Jackasters.
Yeah,
on the wrong side of the restaurant.
Sit on the side with the paper on the table.
And they were there at midnight, so you know the other side, the bar side at midnight. It's got people there. It's got one for sure. He sends me a picture. I can tell that there's nobody there, and then I see the paper on the table. I'm like, you're on the restaurant side. Why are you on the restaurant side? It closed probably 3 hours ago.
Yeah, probably. Right?
So now I feel the next time we see her, we're going to have to convince her that our Jackasters is all that.
Oh, gosh.
She's going to be like, but it didn't seem to be.
But it wasn't.
But you were at the restaurant side having chicken fingers, not on the bar side having bar food.
A bottle and a half of wine.
Right. Kind of crazy, hey? Yeah, I had a good laugh at that. Yeah.
Oh, that's our girl, hey?
That's our girl.
Okay, but there's this thing that I saw. Apparently, there was an owl in New York City that became quite famous.
He's been famous for a while.
Well, his name is Falco.
Flacco.
For some reason, it was Flacco or Falco for me. I don't know why.
80s music, right?
Yeah, I think
band.
So. Anyways, he's being memorialized because he died.
He died. So the story behind Flacco was that he escaped the New York Zoo.
Yeah, somebody broke in and
snipped the wires, right?
Snipped the
fence, right? And so he got out, and then he lived in Central Park.
Yeah,
learned how to catch the mice and learned how to survive. And Kelly and Ryan, I don't know if it was Kelly and Ryan or Kelly and Mark at the time, but they would always see him out there.
Oh, okay.
So the world always, like, so all these tourists were always going to see the big owl up in the tree because he had a certain place. And then, I don't know, like a little overzealous.
Apparently he hit a wall.
He hit a window.
A window.
Probably thought it was like open.
Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
Poor guy.
Rest in peace, Flacco.
Mm-hmm. Apparently they're doing an autopsy just to make sure that there wasn't any other underlying conditions, like
no drugs in his system or something.
No, because they were wanting to know if maybe he was sick.
Oh, okay. Just in case, right?
Yeah.
It probably seemed like a really really absurd way for him to go.
You know what I think is hilarious still? Is that the New York police are still looking for the person who freed this owl.
I know.
Owl's dead. I'm not. Do you need to care now still?
Right.
Do you?
Is that an official cold case file now?
Oh, it might be.
Right. Maybe they're going to make a show about it. You'll be able to watch that.
Oh, that I would watch. It was about an hour.
Did you watch the Wendy Williams?
No, I did not. Was it a hot mess?
Oh.
Is she a hot mess? Yeah, she's a hot mess.
But it's her illness. They just didn't know it at the time.
Not really.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. It's sad. It's sad.
Aww.
You know what else is sad?
What?
The fact that you and I have become appetizer incompatible. And maybe think, Samantha, I'm like, hey, yourself, what can we do to get our appetizer compatibility back? Like, was there a quiz we can take? Do we need to, I don't know, go, like, do we need to, like, take a course? Do we need to read an article?
You know, Lisa.
Do we need to go to therapy? I don't know. And then I'm like, what about if we bring back potato skins?
That would be great, but we're never going to go anywhere that still does a potato skin because that's so 1980s.
I think we need therapy. Not only are we allergic to each other, now we're appetizer incompatible.
We are. Because you stole my French fries.
I didn't steal your French fries.
You stole my French fries. But we were fine on Friday. You had your French fries and I had my chicken wings. You even had a couple of chicken wings and I had a few fries.
We seemed to get along.
We got along that day.
That day. But what happens though if the next time you get like the salt and pepper wing, then we're not going to get along. Because I don't like that wing as much. Right?
And sometimes I get things that you don't like, so you don't.
Totally, you do, right? And then I'm always like, help yourself. Because again, on point number 32 on my list is I'm a better person.
You are not a better person.
I'm a better person.
No, you're not.
I will share my food.
Yes, I know, Lisa.
Right?
You're so thoughtful that way. Oh. Yes, maybe we need to go to appetizer therapy.
Maybe there's best friends therapy. I don't know. Counseling. Somebody, a third party needs to enter.
How do we get through this appetizer conundrum?
Right. What are we going to do here, right? It's not feeling good.
I think it'll work itself out, Lisa.
I feel it will.
Yes, it'll be fine. Okay. What if one day you're filthy rich?
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
But you still want to make your own grilled cheese, do you? Do you still do that on your own? Do you though?
Do I though?
Are you living in a mansion? Do you have a chef? Do you got a butler? Do you have a maid? Do you have people who look after you?
You know what I have? I don't need a butler. Do I have a maid? I don't have a maid. I have somebody that comes once a week to clean my mansion. Just once a week. It's just, you know, because it's just the once a week housework that drives me fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Right? Because all of a sudden, there it is, Sunday again.
There it is.
Boom, what are you doing there on it Sunday? Is. You're starting your day off cleaning. because somebody said so. I don't know who. And you can't even trace it back to the boomers.
That's true.
Told them to do it too. But probably goes back to caveman days when like mama caveman was like cleaning out the dirt from the cave or something. I don't know. Making my own grilled cheese. You know what? I don't want to, but I want it to be made to my specifications. So can I find help that I'm going to think can do it the way I want it done? That's the bigger question.
Oh, because you're picky.
I have expectations.
You're picky.
I have expectations.
You're picky.
I have expectations. They seem like two very different things.
It's interesting how you can go, it's expectations. No, it's being picky. It's interesting how you just change the word, right?
Right.
And the inclination of it.
Because then I don't look so much like a schmuck.
You don't look like a shit.
I don't look like a shithead if I say I have expectations. The expectation would be that they make the grilled cheese the way that I like it.
It sounds totally acceptable.
Totally acceptable, right?
Totally acceptable that way.
I have expectations.
I'm picky. I don't like crusts on my... That you just sound like a spoiled little brat.
Right. As opposed to the expectation is that you would just cut the crust off. Right? Thank you.
Oh my God. We just did a little lesson. A little lesson in words.
It's important, right? It's important. It's right up there with, I'm not lying. You maybe didn't ask the right question to get the right answer.
Oh, yes. That's always your go-to.
That's the age-old secret, right?
You didn't ask the right question.
I will answer your question, but that question is not what you think you're going to get the answer to. Because in my mind, there's seven other ways you should have asked that. Because what you think you deserve.
Seven other ways.
Right?
God, that is the liar within you. That is how you think. There's like seven other ways to get that.
not lying. I'm just saying, right? I'm actually being very forthright.
I know, truthful. because you use your tactics on a daily basis. Right? And you warn people. And people go, she's kidding. Girl, not kidding.
Not kidding.
Girl, not kidding.
Right.
I have to, when I need to know something, I'm like, okay, I need to ask it this way.
Right.
And I might get the right answer.
Chances are you will.
Chances are. Right. You got to think it through. That's the problem.
Right.
You got to think it through.
You got to do your work. You want something out of me like the truth? You got to work for it too.
I got to be accountable.
You got to be accountable.
I got to be accountable.
Ask the right questions to get the right answer. Right? Not a mind reader. You just say, is the sky blue?
Yeah.
Sure. That's just saying, is the sky blue? Yeah, it's blue. Oh, you meant, is the sky blue today? You didn't ask me if it was blue today. You asked me if it was blue.
Blue. Yeah.
Yes. Lots of times it's blue.
Yes.
So that's and that's not a lie.
It's about being specific.
You need to be specific. Right? That's what you need to do. Are you making your grilled cheese? You're totally. Not making your grilled cheese.
No, I totally am.
You are?
I don't want nobody in my house.
You're not going to have a cleaning lady come in once a week?
Well, I might have that.
You're going to have that. Of course we are, right? You don't. Who's going to do your dishes?
I don't need anybody to make my food for me.
No, I
think. Well, that being said, maybe a couple times a week. Right?
Maybe on any day ending in Y.
Why?
You can make my food for me, right? Hey, I have a new. Love it so much.
Oh God.
I'm hooked. And then today it wasn't on TV. Uh-huh. There's a new show out on the football network, the NFL football network.
And oh, good God.
It's about being a football combiner.
What the hell is that?
I didn't know what it was till I started seeing it on the TikTok, right? You think it's about farming because it's combine? It's not about farming. It's just about them doing their tricks to be really good and get picked for the next team.
Like football hacks?
Like tricks. It's their tricks, right? Like run the 40-yard dash. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Things like running the course, the obstacle course with a football in your arm. I want to be a combiner. I want a football combine.
Doesn't that mean you have to be quite physical?
Well, you're not against other people. You're just against yourself and the clock.
Really?
Yeah. We could do that. You and I.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
You should not be including me in this.
See, I think
you will not be including me. You will definitely not be including me in this.
You and I could do football combine.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
because no. I saw the guy. He has like 40 yards and he gets the ball thrown at him on both sides as he runs. And he's like, catch, 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 catch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No.
It's just catch. It's just catch.
They're going to beat me in my head. No way. No.
That's why you got to catch it.
No, because yes, I've seen you be athletic.
Right?
No.
After you watch this show, you're like, I could do that.
I reminds me
of my forging and fire days.
Okay. Right? I barely believe that you were in ringette and that you played a sport.
I was. And I played basketball.
And I played
soccer.
And baseball too, did you not?
College team in baseball.
I know. I have such a hard time believing that. Because you are a lazy lump on a good day. I have such a hard time believing that. I've never said that to your face before. But I feel because we are talking about something that's unrealistic and I will never do, I need to let you know I don't believe you.
It's true. I did all those things. Maybe that's why I'm super lazy as an adult.
You did so much when you were young. There's no evidence of it.
Once I hit 25, I'm like, fuck this shit, man. I put my time in.
Oh,
I'm just going to be lazy.
Uh-huh.
Just saying, let's do football.
No.
You can be a tackler.
No.
The drill is you lie on your back and then you get up when they blow the whistle.
Yes, because I get up so quickly from the ground.
So you're going to practice.
No. You're I am not practice. Doing anything of this nature. No.
We can
no.
do it.
No.
The no. next Kelsey brothers. Here we are.
No.
You and I right there.
No.
You really don't think so?
I really, really don't think so.
And if we could ask the therapist about,
ever.
Could you find us one thing that we'd like to do together?
We do. We podcast.
And we like to sit at a lake.
Yes.
and not speak to each other for a week.
For a week.
Oh, Samantha. Yeah. Oh, Samantha.
Good times. Good times.
Always good. Nothing but fun. Nothing but fun.
All right. Well, speaking of fun. Oh, my goodness. You guys, every Tuesday, you never let me down. This week, it was famous pairings.
This was a good one, hey?
Yes. There was lots of hatred for PB&J. pancakes. Those were my top two. There was people who disliked bacon and eggs. There was even a steak and potato, Lisa.
That one hurt my heart.
That hurt your heart. Mm-hmm. There was a lady who was like, ew, seafood. I'm like, oh, I hear you.
But it's fish and chips, even with the tartar?
Yeah. No, huh. No, she hated them.
Weird.
But it was a good one. People, you got into it, and I appreciated that.
I feel there was no clear-cut winner.
No, there was not. It was like so varied.
Right. Oh, and Gracie Steckrout apparently has an issue with noodles that are only spaghetti ones.
That's right, because she hated meatballs and spaghetti.
Meatballs and spaghetti. And you said, is it a texture? She's like, I just don't like. She finds that the spaghetti noodle is the weird noodle or something.
The weird noodle.
And to me, I find it's the normal noodle.
It is the normal noodle.
It's actually the only noodle that I want. I don't need the meatballs. I can live without the meatballs. Uh-huh. The spaghetti noodle.
I like a good meatball. I like the good one. Mm. Remember when Boston Pizza had that appetizer where you could get two meatballs in the tomato sauce?
We were appetizer compatible.
We were appetizer compatible. We will for take that.
Nona's meatball to
Nona's
share.
Nona's meatball.
To share.
Right. And then they took it away.
And then our appetizers.
And then we became nothing.
Like our ships set sail in different directions, Samantha. Right? Right? Near, far, wherever you are.
Oh, dear.
We got nothing in common anymore.
Nothing, Lisa. I don't even know why we talk to each other.
It's habit now.
It's a habit. Yeah.
Habit. Just a habit. Can't kick it, right?
Oh, thank God there's Michelle.
Good thing the good Lord knew that they need a third. They'll never make it to 75. Throw in a third that distracts them sometimes, they might get there.
Yeah, that's true. Right? Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, but we did get some cool comments on our YouTube page.
I know. How exciting.
Lisa, do you want to talk about it?
Samantha, we got three new comments from Megan F. from New Zealand.
Woohoo!
Carol C., who I believe is she in the UK?
Yes, I believe so.
And Sally H. Don't know where Sally H. is from.
Aw, hello, Sally.
Hello, Sally H. And they pretty much just said, you know, hey, they love us and we make them happy.
Aw, that's good.
I know,
good.
Right? And it was so, you know what? And okay, friends of the podcast, that's not why we're asking for the feedback. But sometimes it's nice to know that we do, you know.
Lighten your day.
Yeah, right? Because it lightens my day to talk with Samantha, even though we pretend it doesn't. But deep down. Pinocchio's nose is going right now. Lightning's about to strike, but it does. So you know, we like to hear that we make a difference.
You know what? That actually, I think that's what we liked. And we're good with feedback too, guys. Feedback, good, positive, negative.
I saw her on the TikTok and her thighs are getting out of control. Bring it up. I'll see what I can do.
Lisa will go to a dermatologist.
Get them fixed. It just started.
Yeah, but it does actually help us, move us, and motivate us to
validate
come back.
Why we're doing
this. Yeah, why we come and do it every week, because you guys actually say, hey, you know what, guys, you really do make me laugh. And I'm like, that is the whole point.
Oh, we want
the whole point.
Right? We make each other laugh. So we just thought, hey, maybe other people are going to think our silliness is kind of fun.
Yeah. And if you come for the swearing, hi, I'm your person.
Yeah. Sam's the swearer in the group.
I'm that girl.
Motherfucker. Felt I had to get it out there.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Okay. But so speaking of all of that, you know what our socials are, guys. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. We just mentioned three people gave us comments on YouTube. Would you like to be one of those people?
And you also can leave reviews.
Oh, on YouTube.
Excellent. On like an Apple or on the Spotify.
Yes, that would be great. Yes. But you know, we're trying to build our YouTube subscribing list. So if you could subscribe to our YouTube channel, and if you want to see what we look like when we record, then that would be great.
Right. There's a lot of dabbing and a lot of.
Yeah, it's the full episode and it's all there for you. And we do have Patreon. So if you would like some extra content, you can go to patreon.com/ishakingmyhead for as little as $2 a month. You get an extra episode and an episode comes to you early every Thursday. We also belong to a network called She Podcast. You can go to shepodcast.com/ishakingmyhead and you can listen to us there on that platform. Or really, guys, as long as you subscribe and download on any podcast app, whatever you're using, that's awesome. You know how much we want to know if people are checking us out or listening to us. So wherever you want to, that would be great.
Right. We're just trying to grow bigger.
Yeah.
We're trying to reach, and feel free, recommend us to your friends.
Yes, please recommend and
right, the whole bit.
Do all of that fun stuff.
Do it all. Okay. Here's something really cool, Samantha. So you know how I love Elvis.
Yes, you do.
So for some reason, he's been popping up a lot lately in my TikTok, right?
Uh-oh.
My favorite Elvis, hot, return to sender, address unknown, that TikTok.
Uh-huh.
The one that I watch over and over, over and over, because he's a hottie. He's a hottie. And I love an Elvis. Anyways, now there's a new thing out.
Uh-huh.
There's a new Elvis conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to tell Mike, and Mike's like, it's been proven that Elvis died, right? The autopsy. I get it. But there's a conspiracy. Okay. And it piqued my interest, man. 88-year-old Pastor Bob Joyce, people are saying is Elvis. They're doing pictures, half of Elvis, uh-huh. half of Bob,
uh-huh.
put them together. It matches.
Oh.
It matches. Totally matches.
Oh, I went to go check out Pastor Bob.
Did you? And?
He sounds like Elvis.
Sounds like Elvis.
He kind of looks like Elvis because, I mean, Elvis is 89 years old and this gentleman is 88, so it's very possible, right?
Yeah. It looks like Elvis aged well.
Yeah, because this guy does not look like he's 88 years old.
Oh, I didn't think so either. That was my big kicker when I Googled it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh. But it's interesting, I mean, because he does sound like Elvis. If you close your eyes, it does sound like him. So I'm wondering, maybe he got plastic surgery. Maybe Elvis really is Bob the Pastor.
Maybe Elvis didn't die. Maybe Elvis was just tired of all the fame.
Uh-huh.
And that Pastor Bob showed up in the background secretly at Lisa Marie's funeral.
What?
Yes. Pastor Bob was at the funeral.
Or did someone AI that in?
Well, I didn't see the picture. I just read about it. Read about it.
Oh my God, you're totally into this, aren't you?
Totally into this. Because I loved Elvis, because Elvis was perfection.
Elvis was pretty good.
There's never been a better looking man than a young Elvis.
That's true.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Did you watch the Elvis movie then?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Did you like it?
I liked it. It was okay. Yeah. It's not Elvis. It's not Kissing Cousins. I like the original Elvis movies, all 472 of them, right? that they pimped poor young Elvis out and made him do.
Yes, God.
Right? And I've seen, I think, probably 80% of them.
Right? Okay.
My mama loved her Elvis, too.
I know.
We watched lots of the Elvis movies and and remember, and I've been there. Right?
Yeah, you were there.
I remember being there in the 70s, like 78, 77, 78, thinking, I don't believe he's dead. And I was just little. Didn't feel like a dead spirit. It felt like
he was alive and well.
I just didn't know what it was then, right? I was too young still.
Well, he did like his gospel.
He did, right?
It makes sense that he maybe would be a pastor.
Right.
As I start believing your conspiracy.
I know. It's so weird. I'm going to delve more into it. Stay tuned, friends of the podcast.
Oh, God.
Do your own research, too. It's interesting to read.
Okay. All right.
Who says? Okay.
But speaking of being young, if you were to meet your 18-year-old self and you only get to say three words, what are they?
You go, girl. You go, girl. Right?
Oh, that's funny.
How about you?
I would be like, you got this.
Yeah. Some days it might be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Right? Might be what the fuck too. Right? Go girl.
Or it would be buy Apple stocks.
Apple stocks, right? Yeah, like what would you tell yourself? What would you tell your 18-year-old self?
I think I would tell her to buy stocks.
Really? I would tell her that you'll never, ever, ever love wearing a buttoned-up shirt.
You will never, ever, ever. I don't know. Your acne will get. I didn't have bad acne as a teenager. I only got it later.
I didn't either. You know,
look after your body.
You will not. You will not stay in grade 10 fighting form. It's funny because we all look back. We all were skinny at one time.
Yeah, we were.
Not sure what happened there.
Yeah, I would tell my 18-year-old self, your hair gets better. Actually, I'm going to take that back. I loved my 80s picture for Thursday's throwback.
If I saw you in 19,
freaking I'd be loved like, it.
The hell.
I loved it. It was awesome.
Well, it must have been a lot of... What was the hairspray back in there? Aquanet.
Oh, yeah. God, right. Yeah. Probably used a whole can every day.
It started you on fire.
Probably. For sure.
It's crazy, Samantha. Okay. But I have a question to ask you.
Uh-huh.
How many steps go into you, Samantha Sperling, never having chapped lips? Because I feel...
One step.
My lips should be thankful that they get the chapstick and that's it.
I have one step.
What is your step?
It's called chapstick.
No, I have one step. It's called chapstick.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Why do you don't ever have chapped lips?
I don't lick my lips incessantly.
Do you think that's
you
the
do?
That's it.
You are a lip licker in a really bad way.
My newest chapstick. It tastes like chocolate cake.
Oh my God. And that's your problem. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I use something at night though. It's a little container and it's a lip mask and I put it on every night.
And what does it do?
And it like moisturizes.
So the problem with me would be I would lick that off.
Yeah. So you're a waste of time.
A waste of lip time.
You're a waste of time, Lisa.
So when I get mad and think, why is my chapstick not chapsticking? It's because you licked it off and ate it.
You licked it off. I'm sorry. Who's accountable in this scenario?
Totally accountable.
You.
Totally accountable.
You are accountable.
However, if they would just make a chapstick that tasted like,
medicine,
I think I wouldn't lick it off.
Well, what if it was mint? Are you going to eat mint?
I'm going to lick off mint.
Really? Stop it.
I'm gonna lick off anything.
Who taught you that?
I just lick my lips.
Oh my God. Somebody taught you that as a young child. I swear
Nobody
to God.
Did. You know what taught me? Bonnie Bell. Bonnie Bell.
The lip smackers.
Mrs. Lip Smacker taught me because she came out with pop flavored lip smackers.
Yes. Oh my God. Root beer, Coca-Cola.
Seven up and then
great.
Right? And then you just lick it off and reapply.
Oh my God.
If anything, my lips should be velvety because I use it all the time.
But unfortunately, no. I think that your inside stomach is probably really not great.
Well, maybe I need a Zambuca with a billion of these to make it feel better.
Maybe. Maybe, Lisa. Maybe.
Saying it's just weird.
I know.
You know. I'm shaking my head at something.
Oh.
I'm shaking my head. And I know there's one exception to this rule only. I'm shaking my head at food that comes in boxes with no liner.
Ah.
Like the hamburger helper.
Why does it not come in a liner anymore?
Probably it's an unnecessary plastic.
Oh.
Right? Like does Kraft Dinner still come in a
plastic? Kraft Dinner never came in a...
Never ever came in a little plastic?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. And they shove that cheese packet right in there.
Right. That's the only exception.
And it's funny that we eat that because somebody's hand touched that envelope and shoved it into that box.
Shoved it in. Just like it's funny that we used to eat the cereal after somebody's hand dug around and put the prize in it.
Right.
Really hid that prize.
Oh my God. As a child, did you eat, what's the cereal that had the marshmallows? The marshmallow, was it Trix? What was that?
Yeah, I think it was Trix.
Or something.
Or Lucky Charms or
Lucky Charms. What I always thought was funny is that you knew somebody had been in the box when there was no more marshmallow candies left.
Marshmallow candies are all gone, right?
Because you knew somebody's greasy paw was in that.
It's probably your brother picked them out.
Probably.
That sounds like a boy thing to do.
It does sound like a boy thing.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like I shake my head at that. Why? And then we're eating it and it's just sitting in a dusty cardboard box.
Yep.
Not cool.
But we are okay, totally okay with it being KD though.
Different.
So why is it different for Hamburger Helper?
Just seems different.
It shouldn't be though.
KD seems to be the exception. It's like the good Lord said, we'll make one exception to this disgusting, nasty rule, and we shall call it Kraft Dinner. Yeah. Not we shall call it your too lazy to cook Hamburger Helper.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I've been watching Bethany Frankel on TikTok.
She's so good, hey?
She is so strange. Yeah. And she's like, I'm doing the Lord's work. And she's like found like new candy to try or something. Or like a cake. And I'm like, she's like, I'm doing the Lord's work. And I'm like, you're
totally is doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. And she's like trying all these different weird things. And she's been in Canada for the last couple of weeks.
I think she loves Vancouver.
She does. She's like having so much fun in Abbotsford. So that's kind of cool. Yeah, but anyways, cool. It's just because you said, dear God. And I'm like, he always says, I'm doing the Lord's work. Okay, Bethany.
Bethany.
All right. Okay. I got something for you. I don't believe in it. I don't endorse it.
Okay. Well, just tell. What is it?
A pickle split. Pickle ice cream, pickle spears, and a drizzle of hot sauce.
I saw this on the Instagram. You know who I saw saying thumbs up to it? The HHG's silent daughter, the one we don't know.
Really? Where did she eat it?
She said she would eat it. Remember, she's the one who went someplace and ate mustard ice cream.
Oh, that's right.
Right? The silent girl. We don't know her. I've met her, but we don't know her.
We don't know her.
I feel I know her through Instagram. We have a few things in common, like football pool.
Uh-huh.
And this, I said I would try it too.
Ugh.
I like dill pickle.
No, I like dill pickle too, but not as an ice cream.
You wouldn't like the hot sauce.
Oh, I would hate the hot sauce.
Too much for your tummy. And
my
then you'd
tummy,
have
to I would need the kombucha. I need my kombucha.
Right? Okay, here's something that I've been just thinking about too. So neither of us really, we like our coffee.
I love coffee. I don't know where like comes for you. Okay, so I love it.
We love coffee.
I love
neither
coffee.
Neither of us really drink a lot of it.
I drink at least 3 cups.
Okay, so you've gone up. You've gone up. I'm concerned.
But I don't have coffee after a certain point in my day.
Okay, so I'm going to say we still don't drink a lot of it, okay? Even though you've gone up and now I think I need to be worried. I just threw my whole thing into tailspin because I was going to say it's not the caffeine because we don't drink enough of it, but apparently you might.
No, I don't know where you got this from. I've always loved coffee. So I've always loved at least 2 cups. Maybe potentially I have 3, but they're really big. The 2 cups I have are really, really big.
And then you have a big third cup.
And then I might have a third, yes.
Okay. But here's my thing is I think that we're being brainwashed because we're so concerned that you gotta have a coffee. You don't have to have a coffee.
I choose to have a coffee. I don't have to have a coffee.
You're not drinking enough to have the caffeine hit.
No, but I like the taste of coffee. I don't have sugar in my coffee. I have some cream in my coffee.
I think that you
I'm
are
totally
the
cool with it.
No, but you're not because you need coffee because you become a big monster without it.
I don't like to talk to people without having caffeine in my body.
You are not nice and not easy to be around.
And neither are you.
I don't drink as much coffee as you.
One of us was around you when you were sick, and I don't ever want to repeat that again.
I'm just saying, right? I think that maybe
you were unbearable sick.
I'm just thinking.
So if you hate me without coffee, let's think about you when you're sick.
Listen, I had a really bad cold in Toronto.
Equals it out. Equals it
really
out.
Really bad
Equals
cold.
It out. equals really, it out.
I was like so sick in Toronto. And you didn't
yes,
care.
Yes, you gave it to me, you stupid
right?
gal.
And how did you feel? You felt shitty, right? Now you know how I felt.
For a whole week.
Me too.
And then I carried it home. And then I was even sick when I was at home.
I know, right? It carried and stayed. Carried and stayed. Right? Just like the good old days, we just pass it around and share it.
Uh-huh.
But we did. I'm just saying, I think that coffee brainwashes us into thinking we need it when we don't.
Speak for yourself. I believe the hype.
I'm going to tell you, you know what I don't like? I don't like roll up the rim on my phone.
Oh, I heard that this morning and I'm like, what is the fun in that?
There's no fun. I bought my coffee today and got reminded to play roll up the rim, right? So all you shows you a picture of a cup.
Okay.
And you swipe up.
Really?
And then it reveals that you did or did not get a prize.
That's if you use the app.
That's if you use the app. You don't get it on a cup. It's not on a cup.
So even if I were to walk into a Tim Hortons and buy a coffee, I'm not getting to play?
I don't think so. I think it's only on the app.
So I have to use my app to pay for my coffee?
I think so.
There's too many rules.
There's a lot of rules. And a lot of, why do I have to leave this up to a computer to decide if I get a free donut?
Yes, that seems wrong. Hey? Like,
leave it up to the cup.
Do you think that's going to backfire on them?
It's not their first year.
It isn't?
Oh, we just have, you and I have just, we're just new to the app. That's
I was today years old.
Right. Me too. Right. I just started using the app like a month ago.
I have never used the app.
Yeah.
But I don't drink that much Tim Hortons anymore. So.
Oh, because you're fancy.
No, because I get my coffee from home.
Oh, you carry
your coffee. I save a few dollars in my pocket, Lisa.
I'm never carrying coffee from home. Ever.
I do it every morning.
Not going to all that trouble. Coffee from home is for at home on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's sad.
What's that?
I thought you were going to say it was sad.
No, your coffee from home should be your at home coffee.
It's delightful coffee that I love to carry with me.
And then you clean your cup?
Yeah.
After it sits in your yucky cup all day?
Yes. Well, usually I drink it all.
But then you have a dirty cup.
And then I clean it. And it's all good.
At your work.
Where at home.
It? You take your dirty cup home?
I take my yes.
You know what drives me crazy? People who wash their dishes in a bathroom.
I don't do that.
Because that's just gross. That's for hands.
It is for hands.
Right? Don't even fill your water bottle up in the bathroom. That's for hands.
We have a water cooler.
Oh, that's fine.
My God, you're so touchy. Oh my God. Okay.
You.
Okay. I got a nice check in my head. I gotta throw this out there because I was like, oh man.
Okay.
Don't do it. Drew Barrymore, I'm shaking my head because she is schlepping menopause pills.
Oh, come on.
I need people to stop talking. Like, it's now. We are talking about menopause and now everyone is coming out with these pills will balance your hormones. Nothing balances your hormones. Nothing unless you're getting HRT.
No.
Nothing.
Or God.
Or God.
God could balance
whatever.
Hormones.
But it's not found through a pill. It's not found through natural plant extracts or any. That's not.
Good Lord meant us to suffer through.
Yeah.
Suffer we will.
No, it's you can find things that help with the symptoms.
Yeah, but it's like a cold. It doesn't take it away.
Right. It only helps with the symptoms like the hot flashes and maybe the sleeplessness and the brain fog.
Right.
It helps with the symptoms, but not the actual balancing of your hormones.
Right.
And I believe when I shook my head at you, Drew Barrymore, because she's now hooked up with this new pill and it's a whole company and I take them and they're great. And she's like, promoting it. And I'm just like, don't do that because don't sell this shit to women thinking it's going to fix their hormones. It does not. It masks your symptoms. And I want to say, I follow a doctor. Her name is Dr. Gunter, and she wrote the book, The Menopause Bible. And she is a well-renowned expert on this. She's actually a Canadian, and she's written a couple of books. I trust her. And she debunks all this shit. And she got on her Instagram and she's like,
don't you dare.
Don't take this pill. It's not going to help you.
Huh. Interesting.
And I was like, Drew Barrymore, you should know better.
You should. I expect more from her.
I don't.
The expectation for the accountability with Drew Barrymore is higher. Right?
Like, we have so much crap out there now. Now we start talking about menopause and now people are trying to sell us shit. Yeah. That's all that's happening.
Right? And I'll take the Dexatrim pills from the 70s for 100, Alex. The question is, how to get skinny? Ding, ding, ding. What is Dexatrim from the 70s?
From the 70s. And a tab.
Right, and a tab. Dexatrim and a tab. Oh,
and
sorry. Sorry, that's not acceptable. What is speed, a hit of acid, a tab, and a smoke? Same thing. I was using the generic name, Dexatrim.
Sorry, speed.
Speed, I meant speed, Alex, speed.
Oh my God. That's good. Oh, that's so true, right? Yeah,
right?
Oh my God. Okay, but special mention, I just had to because I caught it and John talked to me about it. Jason Kelce has officially retired.
Officially has retired
from the Eagles, from the NFL, 13 years with this lovely team. And he was so emotional. It made me cry. I'm not crying. You're crying.
I was watching
and I'm like, don't make me cry, dude. My God, it was hilarious.
And his brother cried, and his mom cried, and his daddy cried.
And his wife cried. And
everybody cried.
He said such nice things about everybody and his wife. And,
he's a good guy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It was really beautiful. And it's very sad that he's quitting, but it's good because he has other things he's going to do. And he's, you know, you can only last so long at football, especially his.
Right. So when we join the combine, we know, right? We have even less years because we're older.
No.
Right.
No, but touchdown. I just want to say that Jason Kelce, you're going to be missed. I think John was a little bit like, oh, he's
Samantha, I have to tell you,
you're so proud of me that I actually know that this is happening.
And I also just want to get a pen and shove it under my nails too at the same time.
Why?
To listen to your sincerity about the football player when a year ago you could have cared less.
I know, but I love him because you know what it is? I watched the documentary on the Kelce brothers.
Yes.
And that actually made me like Jason even more. Yeah. Travis was always there because he's doing the Taylor thing and they're lovely and that's great. Yeah. But Jason is just a whole different ballgame. Like he just seems like a really decent human being who hopefully is, you know, will continue to be as successful off the field as he was on.
I'm sure he will. He'll probably be commentating or something.
I hope so.
Yeah. Then you'll watch more football.
I might. Yeah. Just to watch him.
Maybe he'll commentate on the Jays or something.
Nice. Maybe, I don't
could
know.
There be a J, could there be a J, a baseball fan that you fall in love with?
No, because they.
All right. All right, Samantha.
Anyways, that's me and sports.
Right there. The non-sports fan blubbering and boohooing at the retirement.
It was very
heartfelt.
It was very, very
just
heartwarming.
As for you, right? So.
Yes.
I just dabbed my eyes a little bit.
Did you? Okay, thank you. Okay, guys. So this is the part of the show where I'm going to ask you for feedback. And oh my God, some of you listened. So here I go again, asking you to send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. Or you can just, you know, DM us or leave a message on our YouTube or, you know, Facebook, Instagram, you know, where we are, TikTok. And you might just find it being mentioned during an episode. So that'd be kind of cool for you guys, right?
Right.
And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. So check it out.
And we just want to
thank John Jamingo for putting together our podcast every week. He does a good job.
Sorry you had a tough day, John, with the football.
He did. Yes, it was Monday.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
He had
was
a tough day.
Right. But on that note, right, he could join the baseball pool and
he hates baseball.
Guess what? And baseball hates you both. Just so you know, right? Baseball only loves those that love them.
Though he did make note that the Phillies did trounce the
spring training. Spring training. Nothing matters in the spring.
Oh, okay.
Right? Let's just wait till we get
100
to the
game. Trillion games to go.
Right? Yeah. Where are we going? Higher.
Higher.
All right. Anyway, Samantha, as much as I would love to sit here and have a sports podcast with you.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Right?
I would know nothing.
You would know nothing. It would be actually kind of funny.
Oh, that would be funny.
Watch the fake fan now.
Oh, God. People would roll over and they'd be like, you stop talking while you're ruining sport.
You bet, yeah. People take their sports pretty serious.
Oh, hell yeah.
Don't you know? Don't you know? All right, Samantha, anything else?
No.
All right. Stay. Have you shoveled out? Are you driving yet?
Yes.
Good. 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 Good to hear. Friends of the podcast, have a great week. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.